Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we are live. I think we're live. I'm not sure we are live, though. Do you want to update? Oh, shut up. Not now. Fuck off. I think we're live, ladies and gentlemen, of the internet. We are live. We are live. We're... Les Français, salut les Français. Cet épisode, ce premier épisode de la saison 4 va sûrement majoritairement être en anglais. Donc si tu parles pas anglais, c'est pas grave, il y aura des sous-titres disponibles sur YouTube d'ici le 10 septembre normalement, donc vendredi. Si tu comprends pas l'anglais, reviens vendredi, active les sous-titres sur YouTube et ça sera bien. Everyone else, we are live on Facebook, on Twitch, on YouTube and TikTok apparently. So ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to another episode. Just fucking shut up, Paul, get on with the jingle. Welcome to another episode of Paul Taylor's Happy Hour Live.
Happy Hour? I'm not fucking happy, I'm angry. I'm always fucking angry.
Right. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Welcome to a new season. It's season 4 of Happy Hour Live. For the first time, we are across different platforms. It's not only on YouTube, it is also on Facebook, apparently. It is also on Twitch, apparently, and is also on TikTok, apparently. Now, I need you to say hi on the different platforms to see if we are live in those platforms. Ibrahim Idarusi, hi on YouTube, I can see you there. Nice work. Twitch, Marmoussette, Maître du Chat, je sais pas ce que ça veut dire, but hi, Marmoussette, off of Twitch. I don't see anyone on Facebook. Is it live on fucking Facebook? Is the main question. Is it live on Facebook?
Have a look.
This video is live now. Is it live? Oh, it's live. It is. Oh, we couldn't play the video. Something went wrong. Exit. Coucou. Oh, yes, we are on Facebook. Hello. Hello from Hawaii. Caroline Draj Brown. Oh, good stuff. Okay, we are live on Facebook. Good work. Hello, people. If you're watching this after the live, this is complete boring shit for you. But it doesn't matter. Now, TikTok. Where are you, TikTok? The fuck is going on? Am I on TikTok? Is it live? Is it live on TikTok? I don't think it's live on TikTok, is it? Fucking wankers. Can you check TikTok as well? Okay, see if it's live, and if it's not, tell me if it isn't. So hello, how are you? It's great to be back after a summer of nothingness. let me just double check. So that looks all good. Oh, I'll edit the event. Can I edit the event on add channels? Oh, there we go. Let's see that. Let's save, and hopefully, sending data to TikTok. There we go. I just fucked up. Hey, this is new for me, doing lives on different platforms. But hopefully, apparently now TikTok, are you there? TikTok, it's time for live. Adam, am I live or not?
No, not yet.
Fucking wankers. People are saying c'est un peu décalé sur Facebook. Qu'est-ce qui est un peu décalé? Qu'est-ce qui est décalé? Ma voix et l'image ou le truc en général? Hein? Mon colis? from Twitch, Fabrice says the problem being on multiple platforms is that we can't talk with the others on different platforms. This is part of the problem. But we're just going to go with it for today's episode and see what happens. I want to be live on TikTok before I bring my guest out because my guest is a fucking legend on TikTok. Am I live yet on TikTok? Fucking wankers. Oh, come on, TikTok. Let's go. Oh, don't do me like this, TikTok. Don't do me. Edit the event. Let me cancel that. Let me add a channel. Let me custom RMTP that. You are use. Oh, you motherfucker. We're getting there. Give me just patience, people. All right, just a couple of more minutes of patience. I mean, we started late. You know, we're starting even more late now. How do I delete that? Oh, good work, Taylor. Oh, you know what? The people who've been watching this live for many, many seasons will know what's coming up next. It is the jingle where I know fuck all about how to use technology. You know what? We might not be able to do TikTok today. It might be too late. Am I still not on TikTok?
No.
Fuckers. I can't add another destination for this live because I don't pay enough money to these fuckers who had to multi-stream my thing. Right, I'm going to try one more thing. Save. An error occurred. Please try again later. Yeah, correct. An error occurred. Let me try that. Oh, my goodness. What if I just upgrade now? As we let me just fucking do it. Individual plans. Upgrade. Go. Upgrade. Bang. I'm now just paying $50 extra to be able to stream on TikTok. I hope you appreciate this, by the way, people on TikTok. You're not watching this right now. Because it's not fucking live on TikTok. This way, yeah, he uses cookies. All right, let's try that then. Edit event. Bang. Add channels. Yay. New RMCP. Yay. Here we go. Right. Let's go. Plus. Add. Live. Go live. End live. I was apparently already live, but it doesn't matter. Go live. Let's do it. We're getting there, people. Server URL. Go. Paste that. In. Yes. Stream key. Paste it in. Bang. Add channel. Let's go. Don't care. Save it. And turn it on. And go. Restream have accepted my $50 payment. And I'm still not fucking live. Oh, I am live. There we go. We're on TikTok, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, hello. Right, I'm not doing the intro again because people on TikTok, fuck them. They'll join in a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to welcome my guest of the evening. Please welcome to the stage the wonderful Mr. Loïc Superville. Half an hour later.
Holy shit. Whoa.
Oh, microphone, bring it towards you. Jesus Christ.
Man, I've seen you struggle with one of the 10 more. You're sweating. You're sweating.
Mate, I always sweat on this thing. This is my thing.
Really,
I always sweat, mate. It's great to have you.
It's great to be here. I feel like I'm in a room with a celebrity. It's weird.
You feel like you're within a room. I feel like I'm in a room with a celebrity. No, mate. All right. Now, before things get serious, I'm going to go get some beers.
Okay.
While I get the beers, speak to the people. Who are you? What do you do? Why are you here is because I wanted you as a guest. But
cool, yeah.
Who are you? Where are you from? And what do you do? I'll get the beers. Go.
Hello. My name is Loïc Superville. I am I'm a Mexican Franco-American comedian. Apparently, according to him, I'm a TikTok legend, which I definitely started on TikTok. I don't know about TikTok legend, but that's where I started. Short form, 1 minute videos. Now you can do longer on TikTok, which is pretty cool. But yeah, that's kind of what I do. I make videos where I make fun of, I do what he's perfected, essentially, is what
you,
I do.
So if you know you him, do what I've perfected. Okay, that's an interesting way of looking at things. Yeah. Well, there you go. Loïc Superville, ladies and gentlemen. Maximum amount of noise.
That we doing here.
I've got some beers today.
No way.
The beers are my own beers. I've made another beer. It's called Paul Taylor's Hoppy Hour because this is happy hour. And I made a beer for the happy hour. It's called Hoppy Hour. French people were like, je comprends pas, je sais pas ce que ça veut dire. Hoppy. Hops. What is it in French? Houblon.
Oh, wow.
Houblon is hops. You didn't know that?
No.
See?
Your French is definitely better than mine, and I've spoken it my entire life. How long have you been speaking French?
A lot of my life.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you moved here because of
microphone,
Apple.
Microphone.
Sorry. I thought you moved out of here because of Apple, right?
I did move out of here. Oh, we'll get to the story. We'll get to the story. We'll open the beers. We'll say cheers.
Sorry, yes.
Anyway, Paul Taylor's Hoppy Hour. It does not exist yet for you guys to buy. It will in a couple of weeks, but you are now you'll be the third person to taste this. I was the first. Adam.
Of course, Adam.
Adam, who some of you know is a ninja in the background. There he is. was the second person. You are the third person on the whole planet to taste Paul Taylor's Hoppy Hour beer.
Wow.
So
what an honor.
If you hate it, then...
I won't tell you.
Then don't tell me. mate, cheers. Pleasure to finally meet you in person.
Pleasure.
Cheers, everyone. Santé. À la vôtre. Prost. Whatever the... Extra
L'chaim.
What?
L'chaim?
L'chaim, what's L'chaim?
That's Hebrew, right? That's how they say it.
Oh, is it Hebrew? Did you say, oh God, because it's like, oh, here's the anti-Semite coming
out. Oh God. Salud.
Salud. Yeah, I forgot the other one, which is weird because we also have that third language in common.
Really?
Yeah, I speak Spanish, but not as like not natively, but I speak it. I studied Spanish, so I speak it a bit. So I like your Spanish videos as well.
Cool.
Let's see the people. French Cheese is asking, no glass today? Nah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but I like this because we have to see the. We have to see the thing. This is your beer,
and also it's what's the word? Ecological, because it means we don't have to waste water washing two more glasses.
True, true. We're just gonna recycle the glass.
Bullshit. oh God, I don't even know where to start. Let's start with TikTok. It's happening on TikTok because you were talking about people on TikTok. There you go.
Okay, so the TikTok comments are
Du vent sur les micros. Okay, thank you, TikTok. It's because it's so fucking hot in this studio.
We can try for a while and then if...
No, I tell you what, Adam, if you can like move it back behind Loic. Well, we can turn it off.
Yeah, we'll try that.
And now people are going to be like, oh shit, that's what that noise was. Right, you're taking off the jacket.
You're
taking off the jacket.
Straight off.
You're taking off the jacket. Literally 2 minutes before we went live. You arrived at the studio,
yes.
And I was like, oh, it's really hot up here. The jacket, it's going to be complicated. And the jacket's an important part.
They saw it. It's fine.
Did they see it?
Yeah.
Did people...
I'll give it a shout out every now and then. It's still here.
What's the story with the jacket? Because basically, if you haven't seen any of Loic's videos, which you probably have, he looks the same in all his videos. He's wearing this legendary jacket. And he makes fun of the English and French language. It's super funny. But every time I talk to people about Loic being on the show, and they're like, who? I'm like, the guy on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube who does all the like the funny language stuff. And they're like, oh, the guy with the jacket.
That was the whole point of the jacket, was that I get to have a brand. You know, it's recognizable. Because at first, here's the thing, is at first I... Obviously, when you start off, well, I don't know how you did, but when you start off doing like comedy, acting, all this, you never really think it's gonna like take off. Mm-hmm. And so when I started, I was like, I'm just gonna do nonsense on TikTok, because that's what TikTok essentially is good for, is just nonsense, you know, just like content, just endless content of randomness. And so I started actually doing dancing videos.
No, you did dancing.
Everybody
videos.
Starts on TikTok doing dancing videos.
Of course. Well, that's the thing. When it start, when did you start on TikTok?
I started late. I started during the first confinement.
That seems early to me, in the sense that for me, because
yes,
but what
TikTok had already been like blowing up for like a year at that point, though. So 2020,
right? And TikTok, because it felt for me, it was like the first lockdown, the first confinement that made it as big as
of
it is.
Of course, at that point, yeah.
Outside, because before, up until then, I was like, yeah, I know about TikTok, but I don't have it.
18-year-olds, 15-year-olds, yeah.
I mean, it was for young people or not, but it was very music-related because the origins of the company is a music thing. So you started doing dance videos.
Yeah, just randomly.
This is during a lockdown.
Yeah, I was bored.
And so are you a good dancer? Are those videos on your account?
Yes.
They're still on your account.
I think they're still on.
Oh shit! We might have to.
And just so you know, at first there was this, but there was also the Batman sweatpants. It was the whole outfit was just weird.
So there was that, and then some Batman
pants.
Mate, I feel like I don't know anything about what you've just said, so I feel like I'm now going to have to...
It was a weird time in my life, okay? It was the beginning of quarantine. I moved back in with my parents. I was like, what is life? So yeah, that's basically what happened.
See, this is the problem with being live on TikTok.
Oh, you can't...
Is I can't...
Well, here, let me pull it up.
Come out of the live now.
Let me see if I can show you.
Because, I want to see that Batman stuff.
The Batman pants.
And while you find that, I will go through some of the people. Mika Luna says, Loic's jacket is like Doctor Strange's cape. It has a life of its own.
I like that. I should do one where I animate the jacket.
That's pretty... have you washed it?
Anyways, I'm looking for this video. Every time I see my mom, she makes me watch it. So yes, I've watched it. No, I do watch it. My girlfriend insists. Okay, here it is. Oh, God. I don't know how we can...
Hold on. Oh, shit, hold on. Yeah, hold on. So what we're going to do is I'm going to unplug my phone. Plug yours in.
I don't know why. I mean, it's still on my TikTok,
dude,
so it's not like...
You got a... Is that the... Yeah, hold on. So what we're going to do is I'm going to unplug my
phone. Plug yours in. I don't know why. I mean,
it's still on my TikTok, so it's not like... Where's that? Oh, is that coming? It's coming from my phone. Sorry, I was wondering where that double sound was coming from.
No, maybe I shouldn't say that loud.
No. Yeah, it's... Go for it.
My...
Let's do iPhone. Go on, son. Fucking have it. Why isn't that adding? Hold on, I need to unplug it and plug it in again.
Where did Loewy grow? I'm going to answer some questions.
Yeah.
I was born in Mexico, and I lived there for 2 years, so not very long. And then
so you're proper Mexican then?
I mean, I have a Mexican passport.
Do you?
Yeah.
Mate, amazing.
My whole family's in Mexico, except for my close, like my brothers and sisters and my parents. But my uncles, all my cousins, they're all in Mexico.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Whereabouts in Mexico?
Mexico City mostly.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah, yeah.
There we go. I've got it now. Right, okay. Here we go. iPhone. Oh, why won't it do that? Hold on, here we go. Let's just fucking add that to the screen. There we go. Do I put the sound on this, or am I going to get fucking copyrighted?
I don't know that you
all right.
Will?
I'm just going to hit play. So those are the Batman pants.
Those are the Batman pants, and that's the...
Jesus. Oh, mate.
This is so much more embarrassing than I thought it would. Wow.
So the first videos you had, that's probably so much better without the music to watch, because it probably makes more sense with the music.
So the whole point was just to have a look. You need people to recognize you. So like maybe if they didn't like the first video, they'll swipe and then they'll see another one and they'll just stop and be like, oh, wait, I've seen that guy before.
Right.
Maybe not because I recognizable face, but definitely because of the recognizable outfit.
Mate, well, for sure, every time I've spoken to people in the past, like, week or so, name, because this is the weird thing with TikTok, you don't necessarily know the name. Like, I find with a lot of people on TikTok, a lot of people that I describe, I have to describe what they do or who they, like, what they look like.
Absolutely.
Or whatever, and they're like, oh, yeah, the guy who runs up to cars and asks, like, what do you do for a living type of thing, or...
Well, because, and also very rarely, it's super easy to subscribe to people. It's literally the same as, like, so it's just, you just tap on their icon, you don't even see their names, and very rarely do you go on people's profiles. You just go on your For You.
Yeah.
Sometimes you go on people I follow.
Is that why you're saying that you're not that much of a legend because it's too easy to subscribe to you?
I guess so. I'm trying to do my stuff on YouTube now, but I mean it's the same content. It's just another platform, essentially.
Yeah, right. Somebody was saying, where did that go? I saw something very funny. Maybe the hold on. Tony Aquino. He says Loic is the original twerkulator.
Definitely not. I definitely just copied everything. I'm pretty sure every move in that video was just a replica of something that I had seen. So it wasn't even. That's the thing. That's what's cool about TikTok for like new people, like new content creators, anyways. And this was my experience, was that YouTube is so daunting. Instagram, you don't really see that as a place where you want to blow up. It's just a place. It's like a social media, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not the same as like YouTube, where you're trying to get people to follow you and stuff. Now I am with Instagram, but what's cool about TikTok is that literally anybody can do anything and be seen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's.
I've been really enjoying it over the past, like.
It's weird.
Because I only joined. So here's some of the people that are used to my lives know why I joined TikTok. It's a friend of mine called Tanya Dutel, who's a comedian. And she called me one day because she had an account created. She wasn't on TikTok. She had an account created with her name. And they were they were ripping off bits of her stand-up show, uh-huh. but like the video recordings of it, and getting like hundreds and thousands of views.
Yes.
And she was like, "What can I do about this?" Because my wife used to be an intellectual property lawyer, and so she and I was like, "Yeah, like that's you need to get in touch with somebody from TikTok to try and get that account taken down." Blah blah blah. And then I started looking up.
Just
in case.
You flag them, right? You flag them.
You can flag them, but in order to flag like copyright infringement, it's like a fucking like.
Also, don't you need to have posted it on TikTok before?
Not necessarily, okay. Because let's say Netflix, right? They own the rights to
a certain movie.
What's the show on Netflix?
Casa de Papel.
Casa de Papel, right? What's that called in English?
Money Heist.
Money Heist.
Oh, yes,
what
yes.
a stupid name in English. Anyway, they have the rights to that. Somebody posts that on TikTok or anywhere else, the rights belong to any. So, but in order to that, you need to prove it, you need to send documentation.
Yeah.
It's a complicated thing for copyright infringement. So she was like, I don't know what to do. She got in touch with somebody from TikTok. They took the account down. But I was like, shit. I looked at my thing. Like I put in like my name. And I found a bunch of people who'd ripped off like my stand-up show, like the visual, like the actual recording
of
it, and put it on, getting hundreds of thousands. I'm like, well, I need to create an account so that those views come to me. Just
interesting.
Because, so that's wow. the only reason I joined TikTok as a person that puts stuff up.
Right.
Was like, I don't want people to take my videos that, you know, whatever, and post those. And the not that it matters, but it just feels like...
I am so, so bad about that. And let me tell you to what point I'm bad about it, is that I am now at a point where people are literally sending me YouTube accounts that are just reposting my stuff.
I can't even imagine.
And, but for me, I'm just like, well, I guess I'm being seen more.
Yeah.
Give me your opinion on that.
Yeah, so there's two...
Is that a bad way to look at it?
No, not at all. It's two things, though. It's like, one, because I think the first time... Because when you... When I'm trying to think what the first video I found...
It's kind of like divide and conquer for me at this point. Because I'm not that well known right now that I'm like... I don't know. It's not my face that's making the views. It's the jokes and stuff. So I'm like, as long as people see it, right? And eventually I'll be more.
No, yeah, but so I think part of the thing is like, so I think the first time the first place I saw you was TikTok, or somebody sent me a link to one of your things.
Okay.
And I think I'm trying to think of what the first thing that somebody sent me was. It might have been.
Is it Vert Vert Vert? Because that's usually the one.
It might have been Verve. I thought it was, because when I was going back, I was like, oh, maybe you were the person that created the ton ton ton, which is a thing that came, that kind of blew up like the beginning of lockdown last year,
okay.
Which was the Google Translate side-by-side
yes,
thing,
that
which
was... That was my Verve.
And ton 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 is your...
I didn't do the ton 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 one.
So you didn't do that. I thought that was you.
I started with Verve.
Okay.
And then there were a bunch that came out.
People have got no idea. Imagine people like, what the fuck is
Verve? What the fuck are they talking about?
What the fuck is ton ton ton?
Sorry.
So...
yeah, we kind of get lost in our own thing. Yeah, no. We forget they're there.
Back like a year and a half ago, there was somebody on TikTok that posted a thing of Google Translate with the voiceover of Google, and in English it was your uncle mows your tuna, and in French it's ton 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 ton, your uncle mows your tuna, and that kind of blew up a little bit. And then I did see the ver, but because your face wasn't on it, I didn't know it was you.
Yeah, it's in. I presumed it, for like it was 5 seconds.
I presumed it was like the same sort of person. Yeah. So what's the ver?
It's un verre vers un verrier vers 20h. Which is a green worm pours a glass towards a glass maker at around 8 o'clock. And by the way, that's something that a lot of people got mad about. They're like, actually, 20 is 20. It's not 8 because it says 20h, which is 8 p.m. Yeah. And so people thought that I like cheated because it wasn't the real translation.
Classic mistranslation. What was I saying? That was the sort of the first videos. To answer the question about the visibility thing.
Yeah.
Because the first time I was like, oh, I'm sure he's on YouTube. Because I prefer searching for... Because you can't really search on TikTok. It's difficult to search for something that you want.
Yeah.
Apart from if you know somebody's name.
You mean with like tags and stuff?
Yeah.
Just like describing the video?
Yeah. If I wanted to type in like, oh, video about French R.
Mm-mm-mm.
Do you know what I mean? You can't really type that in on TikTok. So I usually do that on YouTube. And I was like, I found the videos, but it wasn't your account.
Yes.
It was people. This is before I think you created like your proper...
Probably.
Like YouTube account. So where I agree with like the fact that if people are sharing your shit, it doesn't matter. Like you're getting more exposure.
Exactly.
This is true until like those account, because if those accounts end up getting like having more, I don't know, visibility than your, because then you create your own account, and let's say you decide to, now I'm finished with these types of videos, I want to make videos about growing plants or something.
Okay.
Then you
very like, likely.
Yeah, exactly, right? Or drinking beer or whatever the new thing is. Well, I know that you do theater as well.
Yes.
I found this out recently because I was looking up some of your stuff.
Oh, cool.
We'll talk about that as well.
Yeah.
But so you go on to do some theater stuff, but imagine like you want to start promoting like the theater show that you're doing,
mm-hmm.
and your account has got like 15 people on it because some other random dude's account is the one who's been reposting, who's getting the hundreds and thousands of likes.
Gotcha.
Then you like for those videos, yes, but then for the rest of the stuff, so it's like damage limitation almost, that you like that stops and you put those videos on your account, so mm-hmm. your account builds up so that the visibility goes to you
right.
as a person. So that in general, the rest of the stuff happens. Like, really, it's not a big deal because it's the same thing with me when I do my stand-up shows. There's a Montreux Comedy Festival, okay. which is basically a place where all comedians end up doing stand-up. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a thing, and it gets really well filmed, and they have a whole YouTube channel that's got over a million subscribers,
okay.
and they post like your set 6 months later from the festival, and it gets a bunch of exposure and stuff. So that's not necessarily the problem. The other problem with that is that for Montreux, they pay you. Like, they pay you to get on stage.
Right.
So they're paying for your rights to the material.
To be able to put it, yeah.
Exactly. So whereas Jean-Paul Random,
I'm losing the money that they're making off of my video.
If they're making, because they might not be making money off of it, but if
they've as long as I've not copyrighted it, they probably are.
Well, yeah, but also if they've got ads on their specific, and we're talking specifically YouTube, if they've got ads yeah. on YouTube before uh-huh. a video, they're making money. If it's 10 views, yeah. If it's a million views, then you can you start making a little bit of money, right? So yeah. then if this random guy's uploading your content on his channel with adverts, he's making money that you aren't. So it's not only like a visibility thing of like, oh, in the future, I want my community of people that follow my channel.
Right.
But it's also that guy's like taking my money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kind of thing.
Fair.
So
fair.
It's
a weird,
balance.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no representation, so I'm just kind of...
We're speaking too quickly, apparently.
Dying by... Oh,
il parle vachement vite, je trouve. Merde, on est désolé, Kardash.
Pour les Français, ouais, c'est un peu compliqué.
C'est un peu compliqué. shut up, Paul. Laisse parler ton invité. All right, keep speaking. Talk to us about...
internet, brutal.
I know,
brutal.
I love it.
Jeez.
Talk to us about your theatre stuff, because obviously you've got the TikTok videos.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's kind of where I'm from that world. I'm from the theater world. I went to art school in Savannah, Georgia, called SCAD, Savannah College of Art and Design. And
that's like the worst acronym. SCAD.
SCAD. It sounds like scab, right? Scab, or like people had shirts and they would cross off the C and it would just write sad, and they'd like walk around. It's like there's a bit of hate sometimes with that school just because it's like expensive as fuck. But I loved my experience there. I really had like an amazing time. We filmed a sitcom there that's still on YouTube actually. It's called The Buzz, and it was one of the greatest experiences of my life. It didn't do that well, obviously. It was like in the world of our college and stuff. But I felt like a mini celebrity in my college because of it. And it was super fucking cool. Anyways, that was a weird tangent. But I studied theater there. And I actually studied a lot of musical theater as well. And I kind of fell in love with the concept. And then after college, a lot of people were like, no, you're meant to do like sitcoms. Like, that's what you're good at. And I was like, okay, so I'm going to go to LA. So I went to LA for a year, and I was like doing my best to do film and TV, and it was tough, which was expected, you know, but at the end of that year, COVID and everything shut down.
Oh, and so this isn't that long ago.
No. Okay. I graduated in 2018.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 25.
Okay.
Yeah. So I graduated in 2018, and then 2019 was me like...
Trying to go to LA, trying to do the LA thing.
And I actually ended up doing 3 musical theater shows there. And I was like, well, you know what? This is what I actually love doing. So when pandemic hit, I was like, okay, I'm going to try to kind of redirect my life into musical theater. And I found out that Le Cours Florent, which is here in Paris, had a musical theater program. And I was like, I'm going to try and go and do that, because I've always wanted to leave the U.S. for a little while, try to kind of broaden my horizon or whatever. And so I came to Paris for Le Cours Florent. They accepted me into third year directly. It's a 3-year program, so I was like, amazing, because I'm a little older than most people. Like, most of my classmates were like 22 max, so I was 24, yeah, going into 25. And so I was happy that they accepted me into the third year. And then I met a bunch of people. And I met this one person in particular who is now my girlfriend, and we actually ended up putting up a show called Respire, which is, it's plastered all over my Instagram right now. And we actually just had a show last week, and we're trying to, it's a translation actually. I did the show in English. It's called Lungs by Duncan McMillan. And I did it back in 2017 in college. And it was one of the best theater experiences ever. There were 2 actors. It was in the round. It was amazing, and I was like, I have to do the show again. So when we found the translation, I was like, I have to do it in France now. And it was amazing. So
is
this
happy there you hour. Go. It's me fucking things up again.
No, you're great. You're great.
You said it's all over your Instagram. The only thing I was just looking while you were talking.
It was mostly stories, but I guess they're done now.
Why is this? All right. Do you know what I'm gonna do? While we bring it up, I'm gonna play the fucking jingle.
It's kind of a downer, just so you know. It's not like
a... Oh, it's a 5-minute trailer.
Yeah.
I will show the... Hold on.
Maybe put like the end of it, if you can scroll to the end, where it gets kind of like...
All right, I'll scroll to the end.
Juicy. The whole... You guys can also go on my Instagram and check it out. The whole thing is like filmed from the top of our bed.
One, two... why is my phone not recognized? Oh, look. Fuck this. I'm going to do the jingle. Uh-oh. Technical Taylor is back. Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay. That's when technical...
Absolutely need that.
That's when things don't go right on this show. That jingle comes up at least once. Once a show.
What an amazing get out of jail free card that is.
Jesus, why is it normally my phone comes up? I think it's because I plugged your phone in, and it's like, yeah, your phone, Loic's phone's better than yours. Plug it in.
Is say in my use for what?
Where are we looking at?
Somebody said is say in my use. I love it, man.
French
but I don't know.
Cheese. Oh, I think they're talking to each other. Aurelia is responding. okay. So there you go. Clayton Jones. What is technical Taylor in French?
Taylor technique.
La technique de Taylor. It doesn't work. Oh, that works. So you got this theater. You did a show. When did you do the show?
It was Was it? It was like 2 days ago. It was 2 days ago.
Oh, really? That,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it was good.
It was amazing. Yeah, it was incredible.
Where is it at? Where can people go and watch it?
Well, the problem is that it was we had like two shows in one day, and basically it's comment tu dis au sein de l'école. It's
in the school, like in it's yeah, part
yeah,
of the...
it's part of the school essentially. But it was our production, but we got like not financed at all, but we got help through the school. The professors helped us out and stuff. But the whole point of doing that is like an end of it's like a thesis basically, so that you can take that show out into the real world, so that don't like end school empty handed.
Oh, cool. Okay.
But the translator actually came to our show, which was
the guy, the person who translated the English version.
Yeah, the woman.
The woman. Sorry. No, good.
It's our internalized sexism. No, but it's okay. It's
just, I say guy like yeah. I mean, it's
you're right. That's guy, one of guy those... does apply for women.
Well, it's just when you say hey guys.
Yeah,
it can be
It can.
I mean, it shouldn't be, but you know.
Anyways, but she actually came, and we weren't told that she was coming, which thank God, because I would have freaked the fuck out. But
yeah, right. It's weird having people that you,
especially the translator, because she like she has to, like you would be so in your head about the text because she translated it. So you wanna, it's as if the writer came. You know what I mean? You have to. You don't want to fuck up the text that they wrote.
Yeah, right.
So So yeah, she came. She loved it. And she's like, I know Duncan, and I'll do everything I can to get you guys to do it. And she was like, the good news is there's no exclusive rights, so you'll be able to do it in France. So come see it if it happens. The bad news is that there's a lot of competition. I was like, I know people who will come see us. So
that's awesome. And, yeah. You, and like you, for where like how do we know that it's happening? Where do they? Is it on Instagram, presumably?
Mostly on Instagram. Yeah, I post most of my stuff on Instagram. I haven't done like an official post about. The show, which is my bad, but yeah, if you follow me on Instagram, you'll get all the news. I know people reach out and stuff. Don't worry about it. It's kind of a downer, anyways. But you guys can check it out. It's on my
IG. It's kind of a downer. Yeah. You gotta check it. Go on Loic's Instagram. You gotta scroll down. I had to scroll down a little bit to find the trailer.
If you go on what's it called? IGTV. Is that what it is? Not Reels. IGTV. It's one of the only ones there, right? There.
Oh yeah, because I was going on your main on your main thing. If you scroll down, I can't show my. Normally, I can show my phone. This is a problem. I think we've lost TikTok as well. TikTok have gone. this first live has been an absolute train wreck. I can't do shit. Hold on. Do me a favor. Close your eyes. Close your eyes and cover your face. Cover your face. Close your eyes. Oh my god! It's not even doing the. Oh, there it is. It's this one here next to my middle finger. If you go on his thing, that's the trailer where you can see half
a
woman.
Is it always
naked.
Like this?
It is pretty much always like this. The only reason it's so shit today is because it's my first show back in 2 months, so I've forgotten how to do everything. I'm also dying. I'm fucking sweating. Like somebody said in there.
I'm honestly okay. I am sweating, but like I'm just kind of like, I'm letting it happen.
Am I still on TikTok?
Amazing.
That's good. Can we turn the fan back on? Jesus Christ. But can we put it behind Loïc?
The sauce seems to coupe when you plug your telephone.
This is a reoccurring thing. All right. Oh mon dieu.
Loïc is also a French name. It's actually a Breton name. How do you say Breton? Britain? Brittany?
That's a good question. Ladies and gentlemen, how do we say someone from Brittany in English? A Briton? That's what we
call that. Yeah,
that's
what you guys.
A Breton. How the fuck do we say that?
Looks that's a good French question.
A Briton. Haker says Briton off of Twitch. Hello, Haker. A Briton? Maybe. Somebody from Brittany? A Breton?
a crepe. That's the one.
Oh, Fabrice, good work, my friend.
A Breton, but yeah, but that's... Oh, shit. That's the French. A Breton. Yeah, I guess it's Breton versus Britain. Breton?
Maybe, I don't know. Somebody from Brittany. It's a name from Brittany. That's what matters.
Exactly. And it means Little Louis.
Little Louis?
Yeah.
Nice.
They put ik at the end of things that they want to make small. You know, like maisonnette. But in Bretagne, it's ik.
Maisonnique.
I guess so. But in their language. Because you know how every region in France has their own language?
Yeah. Nata. Loïc was born in Mexico. And then 2 years later, we jumped.
Two years later, my parents took me up to the U.S.
Where are your parents from?
The American dream. My grandparents are French. But my parents were also born in Mexico. Same as me.
Grandparents are French, both of them?
Yes, both sides.
Four of them?
Yes, exactly.
So all four grandparents are French?
Yep.
So your two parents...
And they moved to Mexico.
So the four grandparents, obviously separately.
Separately. But they met in... my parents met in the French-Mexican lycée. The Mexican lycée, I guess.
In DF.
In DF.
And so your French-Mexican parents met?
Yes, had us.
Had us, who's us?
Us four.
So there's four of you?
Yeah, brother, sister, brother, me.
Oh, so you're the last one.
I'm the youngest.
Okay.
Obviously.
That explains everything. Yeah.
That's usually what people say. And then 2 years, 2 years after me, so the oldest was like eight. 2 years after me, my mom found a job in the French consulate in San Francisco. We moved there and I lived most of my life there.
So you lived most of your life in San Francisco?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I love that city.
It's beautiful. I didn't actually live in the city, but I went to school there. I lived in Marin County, which is on the other side of the Golden Gate.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah. I think I've been like 20 times because I used to work for Apple. And
of course.
I used to go to Cupertino
five
times a week. Five times a year. So,
damn. Yeah, so you lived there.
Yeah, Adam works for Apple currently still.
Really?
Yeah.
So, is that how you guys know each other?
Yeah, we know each other. We've been 12 years, I think we've been hanging out.
Amazing.
And so I worked at Apple for 10 years almost.
So what did you do? Yeah, and you're struggling with all this techie
stuff? Oh, fuck off, yeah?
So what did you do at Apple? Were you a genius?
No, I wasn't, as you can tell. I trained the geniuses, weirdly enough.
Oh,
so
really?
So basically what happened was I started working in the stores, like in an Apple store.
Okay.
And then I moved different countries, blah, blah, blah. And I ended up basically training the people that worked at the Apple stores. And every time a new Apple store would open, I would train them. And then eventually I was like the lead. I would train the people that trained them.
Damn. How long did you work for Apple?
9 years.
Man.
From 20 to 29.
You went up fast though. 9 years?
Yeah, it's because I changed countries. And I went like this. So as you said, part of the reason I came to France was because of Apple. Because I knew that if I moved here into a new market...
Mm-hmm.
And I knew what was going on, like the opportunities would be there.
So what happened once you came to France? You just decided to stay?
You
just said, fuck it, I'm a comedian now?
I did Apple for a long time in France, and then I started doing comedy at the same time as Apple.
Okay.
And I was still traveling, so I've done a bunch of open mics in like the San Jose area.
Yeah.
And so every time I would travel, I would look for a venue. Yeah, like a stand-up open mic night. And then...
Has it always been like language-based jokes?
Well, when I did stuff in the US, it wasn't necessary. It was a little bit, but not... It's always been just about what's going on and what I find funny. So in France, it's been language-based, culture-based stuff of me.
Your Canal Plus special.
The 1 hour stand-up show.
Yeah, where was that?
That was here.
Okay.
That was here. That was like a 10-minute walk away.
But it's in English.
It's half in English, half in French, yeah.
Right. So it had to be like a bilingual audience, right?
Yeah, well, what's weird is that like people always said to me, don't do a bilingual show because there's not enough French people that speak English.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, all right, we'll see what happens. And it ended up, there's a lot more people that understand English than people make out to. There's a difference between speaking English or speaking French and understanding it.
Right.
So a lot of French people understand English really well, but they just don't speak it because they don't practice it, and then they don't want to practice it because they feel awkward, blah, blah, blah. So, but there's a lot of people that understand it. So yeah, I mean,
because like that's one thing that I'll always, not stress me out, but that I would think about a lot is, I feel like maybe my problem is that my only audience will be French, people who speak French and English, but it's not necessarily the case. It's people who are like either trying to learn a language who maybe only speak one of them, and they're like, yeah, it is ridiculous, you know? Because recently, it used to be kind of tied USA and France, my audience.
Right.
And now by far it's France. And I think it's because I'm in France. But my sketches...
No one knows that you're in France. This is the thing.
Doesn't Instagram kind of try to connect you to people who are in the area? Doesn't that...
Yeah, but how do they know that you're... Well, Instagram knows that you're in... But I... When I...
Zuckerberg knows my address, let me tell you. He knows exactly where I live.
He came to watch your theater show yesterday.
He was there.
Through the glasses of some other cunt. No, I think that... Because when I messaged you on Instagram, when we were messaging, I was like, hey, I don't know where you're based, but I do this live show every Monday if you want to come. And I'm like, I'm based in Paris. I was like, oh, because it wasn't obvious. Because I was listening to your accent. I'm like, clearly there's a lot of American in the accent.
Yeah.
So I was like, maybe he's an American who's got French parents but lives in America. Yeah. Because from the background of your shot of like the videos, I couldn't tell it was like a Parisian apartment.
I did an interview for Combini. I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I didn't see the interview. But,
I did an interview with Combini, which is based in Paris, and they called me on FaceTime, and they're like, okay, set it up like this. And I'm like, okay, cool, cool. And I set up my camera, and they're like, okay, introduce yourself. I'm like, hi, my name is Loic Superville. I'm a student here in Paris. And they're like, wait, what? And I'm like, yeah, I'm here in Paris. Like, why are we doing this over FaceTime? Come to the studio. And we're like, okay, yeah, that's what I thought we should do anyway.
The studios are cool, right?
Yeah,
it's amazing. The building is super cool.
But yeah, nobody knows I live in Paris, I guess, because all my videos are in English, but most of my audience are French people, which is really funny to me.
Well, that's the same thing with me. It's like, because I'm making fun of France. Like, the thing is, because the reason why, like, one of your latest ones was about the O-E, the E.
Yeah.
Like, when it's like,
sir.
Yeah, but it was about eggs, like the and oeuf.
Yeah.
So that, like, if you're watching that as an American that doesn't know any French, like, you don't relate, unless you've learned a bit of French. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if you had more people in the, like, a bunch of people in the UK that follow you as well.
Yes.
Because we, as kids in the UK, like, we learn, like, French is our first language that we learn, first foreign language that we learn, whereas in the US, Spanish would be the case, right?
I mean, yeah, a lot of people, I get a lot of messages of people being like, thank you, because, like, I'm just trying to understand this language, and you're just, like, relating to my problems. So I'm like, I think that's where I'm finding my way through people, is just understanding their struggle. Because, like, I spoke French my entire life, and French still seemed impossible to me.
Yeah, right.
And I never had to learn it.
So hold on. So going back to the personal story.
Yeah.
So you grew up, you spent most of your time in San Francisco.
Yes. But I spoke French at home with my parents and my siblings.
You spoke French at home. So everyone at home spoke French.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spanish a little with my siblings, but then it kind of faded into just French. And I go to school, French school.
In the U.S.?
In the U.S.
Oh, so it's
Lycée Français de San Francisco.
Oh, no way. I didn't realize there was a Lycée Français over there. Okay. So Lycée Français de San Francisco. Mm-hmm. So you do all the lessons are in French, like everything's in French.
All of it except for English class, which is obviously not the same level as
English of course
here.
It's not. No. Okay, well that completely explains.
So like histoire, géo, French, maths, français, like everything. Just
right.
Normal. So I would say, like, the only time I would speak English is either like, because when I was in primary school, it was a lot of American parents who like wanted their kids to learn French, so they would come to the school. So it felt unnatural to speak in French to them because they couldn't speak French that well.
Right.
So I would speak in English to them. I also played soccer, spoke English with them. Speaking was French.
Are you more comfortable in French or in English when you speak?
In English now.
In English now.
Because I went to college in the US, And like, I guess it's because like I do therapy in English, you know, so like everything just seems easier to explain. Politics are in English. I'd watch movies in English, plays in English. So
French cheese says, why don't you speak French during this? On aurait pu parler français. Bah, écoute, on va faire 4 minutes in French. Voilà, okay. On va faire 4 minutes. Je sais pas pourquoi on. Ouais, c'est ça. Donc tu parles français. Ouais. Donc sur les trois langues, tu dirais que c'est quoi ta langue?
Ma langue maternelle, c'est le français.
Ta langue. Ouais, mais maternelle. Le problème avec le mot maternelle, c'est que ça implique maman. Dans le sens où tu vois, c'est que
non, je comprends.
Moi, quand on
natale, ma langue natale.
Ta langue, la langue avec laquelle t'es plus à l'aise avec, c'est l'anglais.
C'est l'anglais, ouais.
Et ensuite, c'est français ou espagnol?
Non, c'est le français.
Donc l'espagnol, c'est le troisième.
De loin.
Ok.
Malheureusement, parce que ouais, j'y vais une fois par an au Mexique et que je parle espagnol avec personne, quoi.
Ouais,
donc
moi c'est
ça
pareil.
Espère, quoi.
Ouais, bah c'est pareil, la différence c'est que j'ai aucun parent français, mais
donc comment tu fais pour parler français si bien?
Bah en fait c'est
que moi j'ai du mal et moi je l'ai parlé toute ma vie, tu vois. Mais vraiment, genre moi j'allais au lycée, j'ai passé mon bac avec mes parents. Toi, tu parlais pas français avec tes parents?
Non, du
c'est
tout.
Fou,
ma
ça.
Mère, elle parle pas français, donc
c'est
je
fou,
peux pas.
Ça.
Et mon père, il parle français avec l'accent. Ouais.
Moi, je sais que si ma mère, parce que ma mère, bon, mon père aussi, mais ma mère, elle était très très rigide sur le fait qu'à la maison, on parle français.
Elle a eu raison.
Et ouais. Elle a eu très raison, parce ouais, que ouais. Sinon, c'est tellement compliqué que je l'aurais perdu direct. Mais j'ai quand même du mal. Il y a comme genre ma copine, elle est française, elle se moque de moi tous les jours parce que je fais une genre l'autre jour, j'ai dit ouais, j'ai mes réservations par rapport à ça, pas mes réserves, genre because I have my reservations.
Ah oui,
ouais, je fais des fautes comme ça, mais moi, tout le temps.
Mais moi aussi, en fait.
Mais tout le temps.
Ouais, mais moi aussi. Mais c'était le sujet du premier spectacle de stand-up que j'ai fait. Mais ce qui est assez intéressant avec toi, c'est que j'entends. Ça fait combien de temps que t'es à Paris? Ça fait 2 mois 2 ans?
Non, ça fait un an.
Ça fait un an. C'est que t'as un tout petit accent.
Ouais, j'ai un accent bizarre.
Mais
mes amis chez moi, ils disent qu'on a un accent Superville, c'est mon nom de famille, un accent Superville. Parce que c'est très particulier, parce que c'est un petit mix d'espagnol, de français et d'anglais, mais il y a aussi un twang bizarre qu'on ajoute, c'est juste notre dialecte, quoi.
Bah, il y a un.
Il y a un truc bizarre.
Un truc,
tout le monde dit un truc différent.
Belge, Suisse, luxembourgeois, je sais pas. C'est pas parisien. Moi,
non,
ça, comme ça. C'est comme ça fait 12 ans que je suis là, forcément, moi, mon accent, il s'est modelé à l'accent parisien avec un peu de québécois dedans, parce que un de mes meilleurs potes, il est québécois, et donc du coup, on parle. Enfin, moi, je sais pas, c'est comme toi, l'accent, il se.
Oui.
Il se. Comment t'appelles ça? Il se. Voilà, quand je perds un mot, je sais pas si tu fais la même chose.
Plus.
Moi, je le trouve dans
aucune langue.
Ouais, ouais.
C'est horrible. C'est horrible.
Il s'adapte it molds itself. That's the English word. It molds itself. The accent molds itself to whatever, wherever you are. Like I think if I'd have spent the last 12 years in Marseille.
Bien sûr.
Oh
bien
putain.
Oui, bien sûr. Ça c'est normal. Mais moi, ma copine, elle est alsacienne. Je passe une semaine en Alsace avec elle et ça sort l'alsacien, quoi. Genre, c'est horrible.
Intéressant. Intéressant. Hey, il y a Benoît Lagneau sur Facebook qui dit hello boys. Hello Benoît.
Who's Benoît?
I don't know. Je sais pas.
Amazing.
C'est juste qu'il dit hello, donc je dis
love you Benoît.
Je dis hello. Are we still on TikTok? Is that the thing? I wanted to see should we do a 2 minute.
Tu mimétises.
Merci beaucoup. Qui a dit ça?
Ça c'est cool ça.
Ah,
Tipeton.
Mais ce qui est con, c'est que sur TikTok, j'arrive pas à voir moi mon propre live en fait.
Tellement cool ton setup. Je suis très très jaloux. Parce que moi, tu sais, je fais des Twitch, mais genre, je joue à la Play et ça dit « Do you want to stream this on Twitch ?» Je dis « Ouais, allez. That's the best I can do. »
So hold on. Twitch tells you that you can do that
From my PlayStation. Straight from my PlayStation. That's the best I can do.
I think we're on Twitch. We are on Twitch. There was some people
of course.
Commenting from Twitch. Hello, Twitch. Look, there you go. Cheers from Morocco. He's on Twitch. There's a little icon. But why can I not see my own live on... Can you see it on... On TikTok, can you give me your phone so I can check the comments?
Come here.
Ninja. Right, let's see. Hey, let's do.
You don't have a ninja button?
I don't have a.
You need one.
Oh, I need.
You
a
need
ninja
a
button.
Ninja button.
Hold on.
Every time you
hold
come
on.
In.
Let me do the ninja jingle. Hold on. Hold on. Let me
record that.
I'm just gonna do like an improvised jingle. With it. Right. Here we go. Oh, wait, it needs to come through, not there. It needs to come through this sound mixer so that it doesn't create... Right, ready? Oh, it's time for the ninja to come out from the dark. There you go. There you
That's
go.
Your cue, man.
That's your cue.
You're coming in for another...
Hey, TikTok, let's have some... Let's do a two-minute TikTok Q&A, like bang. Like
okay,
a,
cool.
Like people of TikTok watching this now, I'm going to give you 2 minutes. It's going to be like a speed round question time. TikTok.
You can do this or that kind of stuff. I like this or that. You know this
oh,
or that?
Oh, like beer or wine.
Yeah, kind of thing.
Baguettes or...
Croissants.
Yeah, exactly. All right, TikTok. The TikTok 2 minutes. The 2 minutes TikTok. The TikTok 2 minutes. I don't know what it's... it's not called anything. Let's get a countdown timer going. TikTok. Let's go. Bang. I wonder if... You know what I can do, actually? No, I'm going to turn the countdown timer off. I'm going to now plug in Adam's phone. Try and do this because I can't bring the comments of TikTok on the screen because it's TikTok. So I have to fucking passcode.
Here's the thing. Paul told me this was going to be a 2 hour long live. And I was like, 2 hours, what are we going to talk about? But actually, it's an hour live and an hour of him figuring out his his computer stuff.
Right, what's going on?
Pain au chocolat ou chocolatine, pain au chocolat.
Hold on, these are, they're not the TikTok people. Okay, right. Let me get one.
Sorry.
Right,
hold on. I had to answer that.
Other device, go. How old are you?
35. 34, 5. You usually lie on that.
That's
huh?
That's from Ines. It's, I'm 35 in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Ines, that was from Ines. Lila 622, how did you guys meet?
Can we talk about that after?
Yeah, it's a long story. We'll talk about it afterwards. But we literally just met in person 5 minutes. Well, 5 minutes before we started this live. Can I get this? I can get them on screen. Bang. No, wrong button. Wait.
Boom.
No. We're not there anymore. Hold on. Oh, wait for it. Plus. Oh, that's what I want to do that though. There we go.
There we go.
Put it in the screen.
Okay, cool.
Get your head to the side. There we
Amazing.
Go. Right, there's TikTok. TikTok, we're on. Okay. You're viced from...
What does that mean? You're viced?
I don't know what that means.
Okay, cool. How are you guys? Good. Your favorite video of each other?
I mean... Oh, that's a good question.
You don't have a video, though. You have...
Well, so do you, though. No, but like my favorite video of yours is oh fuck.
The dancing one.
with
the Batman pants.
Your favorite video of mine.
No, but wait. Should I say my favorite joke of yours?
Yeah, go on.
Because you have stand-up routines.
That's what they're talking about.
Okay, I like your Verlan joke. It's very funny. The one where you're like rebeu. In Reverland.
Arabe, rebeu, terroriste. That's it, right? Good. You got to check my thing. Loïc, tu vas souvent aux US ou pas?
Oui, très souvent. I mean, ça fait qu'un an que j'habite à Paris, donc oui.
All right, good. Laux, I didn't even put the timer on. Fuck it, it's 20:55. Let's keep going. Votre nourriture française préférée?
Putain, hachis parmentier.
Hachis parmentier?
J'adore.
Jesus Christ, j'adore. I've never had that before.
It's so good. It's like shepherd's pie. But
well,
better.
It is. pizza, I guess. I don't know. Right.
That's Italian.
All right. Doesn't matter. They didn't ask what's your French. No. In the green, with the green. Laux. Votre nu... Ah, française, merde. Ok, ouais. Ok, ok.
C'est
okay.
Pour ça que j'ai dit la chèvre mentir, sinon j'aurais dit sushi.
Oh, merde. Cheese.
I hate this Inception thing.
I know, it's crazy. It's fucking mental, isn't it? This is a terrible idea, Paul. Never do it again. Paris or San Francisco?
Paris, actually.
Oh, I've got to say Paris as well because I live here. Mm. Tes mots québécois favoris?
Tabernacle.
Tabernacle. Cool, yes, is mine. Beurre doux ou beurre salé from Florian?
Salé.
Salé, exactly. Great to hear. Do you know the difference between a French and a British fish? That's not, where were you born?
No.
We talked about it. Mexico. England.
England? I thought you were Irish.
My mum's Irish. I have an Irish passport, but I was born in England.
Okay. Good to know.
You can tell by my voice that I'm English.
Yes, but you have a little bit of a... Il y a un petit truc irlandais, non?
It's fuck all English and Irish. Right, Robin, Tom.
I'm really bad with accents.
Crêpe ou gaufre?
Crêpe.
Pareil. It's because you got a bit of the Breton. Target or Monoprix?
Target. Target's got
From
everything.
Lauren. tacos or burritos from Tony Aquino.
Burritos.
Burritos.
Yeah, but that's not Mexican. Tacos are Mexican. Burritos is American.
Is that an American?
It's an American invention. Yeah.
Jesus fuckers. All right. TikTok. Hey, thanks so much. This was a terrible experiment where I didn't realize the inception.
I enjoyed it.
It was fun. But we can still keep doing it. Do you know what I mean? How we talk about the first time that we met?
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you set it up? Okay. I'll get another beer while you set it up.
I'll set it up. So I made a video. Well, here's the thing: is after in almost all of my videos, I would get a comment saying, "Hey, you and Paul Taylor, you guys are like the same, blah blah blah." And I was like, "Yeah, I love the guy," because I had seen your Canal Plus video a while ago. God, when did it come out? I saw it when it came out.
Well, with the stand-up show.
Yeah.
Because the other short thing, I don't know if you saw the mini,
full Canal Plus one.
But I don't know if you, because it was another, because I did another thing on Canal Plus, which was the What the Fuck France series.
No, not that one.
You've not seen that?
No.
Mate, you need to see it.
Where is it?
It's on YouTube.
Really?
You type in What the Fuck France, it's like...
That's what that is,
that's
right?
What that is, yeah.
Okay.
It was on Canal Plus, and it's like 34 episodes of a mini series. It's like a one tracking shot thing of being like, hey, my name's Paul, I live in France, and you French people.
That sounds amazing,
mate.
Can we pull it up right now? Can we pull up a little bit of something?
In theory everyone who follows,
maybe not life, maybe some people are discovering, no, like me.
This is the thing, like, because it was 5 years ago. What the Fuck France,
one of Louis, the best you things. Have to see What the Fuck France. Ah,
dude, so
What the Fuck France is
Hold on.
Wow, I feel like I'm missing out big time.
Why is my phone
not
working?
That's why I was confused when they were like your favorite episode, because I just knew you for your stand-up stuff.
Most people know me not from my stand-up.
Really?
Most people know me from What the Fuck France, yeah. Like my stand-up is good.
Yeah.
And it's what I mean by good is it's good, but it's not the most viewed thing. Like, What the Fuck, I can't bring up my fucking phone. But basically, it was like...
Oh, you did stuff with Cyprien?
Yeah, I did. Like, it was like a one-year... TV mini series where it was.
You know what it reminds me of is Adam Ruins Everything, but for What the Fuck France.
I don't know what Adam Ruins Everything is.
Do you know what Adam Ruins Everything is?
Well, his name is Adam, so he doesn't know what it is. Anyway, there were
that looks awesome. I'm definitely gonna check it out.
There were 34 great episodes, and it's like they were like each episode had like a million views or whatever. It was a big thing like 5 years ago.
Wow. Okay, so that's what you're known for.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm known
that's
for.
That's awkward.
No, but it's good. But this, hey, I'm fucking happy that people haven't seen it. That's
right. Yeah, we'll be happy that I think you're amazing for stuff that you're not even known for.
Yeah, cheers. That's why when you keep on saying Canal Plus, I'm like, which one? And you're like, well, what do you mean, which one?
Well, I thought there was only one.
No, there is only one stand-up show that was on Canal Plus.
That's what I know you for.
You saw that. That came out. That was recorded in March 2018. Came out in March 2019 on TV.
That's it? I feel like I saw that year. I feel like I've known you for like 5 years at least.
You might have seen like a Montreux comedy clip.
Maybe.
From a couple of years before that. But yeah, it was basically 2019 it came out. And then it came out on YouTube in 2020. Like during the first lockdown, I was allowed contractually to put it on YouTube.
Gotcha.
Anyways,
to continue the story. So one day I made a video about Acidic, which is a very well-known joke that Paul made. And so Paul reached out to me. He's like, hey, do you know that you used my joke? And I was like, no. So it was like, sorry. And he's like, it's fine. Do you want to do a podcast with me?
That's a very nice depiction of me.
That's the way I saw it.
I was a bit of an asshole.
No.
The reason was... So
here's the thing. Now that I know that your wife... was in
intellectual property.
I, the moment you said that, I was like, now everything makes sense.
When I said that, I saw your head go, ah. Because I was looking at the camera, but I saw you going, ah. So here's what happened on my side. So I knew of Loic. I saw a bunch of his videos coming through. I'm like, oh, this is fun stuff. Because I don't follow anyone on any social media, I didn't see any new of your videos unless people would send me them. Then people sent, like, I had this, like, there was a week period where I had a bunch of my people sending me this one video.
Yes,
and tagging me in the comments. And I watched it, I was like, oh yeah, that's like super similar to my joke. Mm. So then I think in like, on TikTok.
I think the only thing that saves me is the punchline. It's the only thing that changed.
I can't even remember. But anyway, I got a couple of... I got
acid titties.
Is that what you said?
Balls and titties.
Balls and titties. Well, I'll have to watch it back again. Anyway, acidique. The whole thing, if you don't know, acidique is the French unemployment thing. You say, oh, je touche les acidiques. I made a joke about touching ass and dick. He made a joke about touching ass and dick and titties. Whatever. It doesn't matter. It's so people were tagging me, and I think I commented on like three on the three separate platforms.
Oh, I only saw one. I'm not going to check the other ones.
No, but I commented. I was just like, hey, what's going on? Like, hey. I didn't get any replies, and people kept on tagging me. So that's when I sent like the comment being like, hey, like if you're doing jokes about stuff, like do some market research about what's already been done before you do the jokes.
I don't know what market research is. I don't know what that means.
And then I get a very nice message from Loic, a private message on Instagram being like, hey, like I would have hoped that the first time we met would have been under nicest circumstances, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, hey, I didn't mean to like, I just needed to get your attention because you must get millions of comments.
Yeah.
And so the only comment that I was like, I didn't say, you fucking cunt, you stole my fucking joke, you prick. Because I'd have got banned. But I said that in different words so that I wouldn't.
In TikTok language.
In Instagram language. Yeah. And then that's how we hooked up was through the very, and the reason why I was like, yeah, don't worry about it, it's cool, is I had a similar thing with Louis C.K.
Really? Really? People, Louis C.K. of all people.
Yeah, people thought I stole one of his jokes where I was doing a joke like 5 years before him, but he got a French girlfriend and he started doing some French material,
okay,
which was like word, and this is like word for word the same joke as mine.
What is it?
I can't remember the exact joke. It was about French people putting thermometers in their ass.
Okay. Do Americans not do that?
No. No one does it. French people are the only people that do it.
What?
Yeah, this is a thing. So, yeah, yes. as a kid, you got thermometers in your ass because you're a French kid.
I mean,
French
I definitely parents. Did. You didn't?
No.
Adam?
No, it's not. It's a French thing. So anyway, my joke was...
Is it true, though? Is it scientifically accurate? Because I just trusted my mom.
Right, so did she say it was accurate?
Yeah, well, I mean, she did it. So I just imagined.
So this is a thing. There were some friends of mine that were talking about putting a thermometer in their kid's ass. And I'm like, why are you doing that? And they go, they're French, right? So like, c'est plus précis. It's more accurate. I'm like, okay. They're like, yeah. It's like 0.5 degrees more accurate than if you do it under your tongue or under the arm.
I'm okay, like, so you guys also do that under the arm?
Yeah, we do under the arm or in the mouth.
Okay.
And so to my friends, I was like, why don't you just add 0.5 degrees then to the mouth reading instead of putting a thing in someone's ass, right? So that's kind of the joke. I adapted it to be my wife that did the thing. Like, you know what jokes are like. Like, yeah, you take the reality and you exaggerate it.
So this thing actually happened.
Yeah, this thing actually happened, which is the same. It's obviously it happened to Louis C.K. and his French girlfriend where she was sick. She put a thermometer in her ass. And
he was confused about it.
Yeah, and he goes, why are you doing that? And she said, it's more accurate by 1 degree. And he goes, well, why don't you just add 1 degree and then you don't have to stick anything in your ass? Same joke, same punchline, right?
Okay.
So I get people being like, Paul, you stole... my friends of mine in Paris who'd seen the joke were like, hey, we think Louis C.K. is like doing the same bit as you. It was only when it got...
So they were like, he probably stole it from you because you had done it.
Yeah, they're like, oh, this is a weird thing. Saying. Then his joke...
You're coming up, sorry.
His joke makes it online, like it got leaked. Then people start going, oh, Paul stole Louis C.K.'s joke. A friend of mine who's friends with Louis C.K. was like, Paul, how long have you been doing that joke? I was like, 5 years. He's like, okay. And I think he must have spoken to Louis. He changed the punchline in his news.
Damn.
In his latest special, he has the joke, but the punchline's different. He goes, in America, we only do that to dogs or something like that. We don't do it to... It's the same setup, different punchline. But so
as long as the punchline's different, we agree.
So...
As long as the punchline's different.
Exactly. But
so why'd he give me shit?
It wasn't even that. It was... My point was is that I know that people come up with the same jokes separately.
Yes.
And whatever.
Also, the big thing about when you're making jokes about French and English, the jokes write themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They really do. Mm-hmm. The whole, for me anyway, like I have a list that's so long about things that are incoherent in the French language. It's like I have so much material. The hard thing is turning it into a joke.
Yeah. Well, and this is...
Because you could say a bunch of things that are just ridiculous, but it's turning it into like a... Especially on TikTok, making it a one-minute video.
Well, and this was some of the shit that I got from your audience online was like,
You got shit from my audience?
Mate, I got so much hate messages from your audience. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because
from the comments?
From the comment of being like, hey, like, do your market research. Like, these jokes, like, this joke already exists, blah, blah, blah. This kind of, like, premise or whatever. And then people like, oh, it's just a joke. Like, it's fucking easy. Like, blah, blah, blah.
It's TikTok. Do people say that? That's what TikTok is?
Some people was like, TikTok is just ripping people's shit off.
I hate that people say that because that is not true.
I know it's not true.
People use sound bites, but they don't have to repeat jokes.
Right, and because... And I know they're all like 15-year-olds. And there's no point in me...
arguing
with this. But I was like... What you've just said is exactly... Because what people don't realize is when you write a joke, it's not like, oh, there's a joke, funny. It like, you sit down and you go, okay, I've got this... thing about these letters that look the same. Okay, how do I make that into a joke? How do I add a thing? How do I?
Yeah,
blah?
Of course.
And when you're doing stand up as well, you go out on stage and you do it and you die on your ass in front of 100 people. It doesn't work. Doesn't work. Doesn't work.
Speaking of which, I could never, ever, ever do that.
I was going to ask you a question about like, did you ever want to do stand up?
I've thought about it. I think my brother could probably do it. I have a brother who I think is.
But you do theater. Why could you not do stand up?
Interesting, huh? Well, actually, okay, well, that's kind of something that I figured out in college was that okay, I'm an actor. I want to be people's tool. I want them to write funny stuff and I'll be so good at selling the shit out of what they did, right?
Okay.
But like going up there and being like, this is something that I wrote that came from me. Like, here's the thing.
There's a vulnerability.
Right. It takes two skills to be a stand-up artist. First one is being able to tell a joke funny. The second one is being able to take that kind of rejection.
Right.
Like, because yeah. I know for a fact that every single comedian probably... unless you're amazing, which you are, but every single comedian has gone through that stage where they've done a joke and they've got no laughs.
Well, yeah, because every
you have to try shit out.
But of course, but even, I mean, this is when you said, oh, you're amazing, but to get to that stage.
Exactly.
You have, like, a Dave Chappelle spent 10 years doing stand up before he ever got, like, one good spot on TV that was, because it's just, I think the slight difference with theatre and stand-up is when you're on stage doing stand-up, you're yourself with stuff that you've written.
Exactly.
So if it doesn't go well, it's super personal. It's like, fuck, they didn't like the anecdote about my life.
But also in theatre, if you write your own shit and you do it, it's like, people don't laugh, it doesn't matter. Because people can still like enjoy it silently. Right. Stand up, if you don't hear any laughs for an hour, you know you fucked up. So it's like audible. The failure is audible. Whereas in theater, it could be a shit play and it's not awkward because people like can say, maybe everybody else liked it, but I hated it. Whereas theater, you're so, like, it's for me, it's so hard doing stand up that it's almost hard going to see stand up because I'm like, I don't want them to fuck up.
The worst part about starting stand-up was going to open mic nights.
Where people failed.
Where I failed, but then everyone else fails, and you know it's so awkward just watching, like, people, like, just the joke's not working, and then you have to go on stage, and you're like, oh my God, and then no one's laughing, and it's just like...
I could never, ever do that. Whereas in theater, it's just, if you fuck up, you know it, but, like, no hard feelings, you go home. You know what I mean? But having that moment of just, like, people not laughing when you know you've tried to make them laugh, it's... I could never do that. So, mad respect. Mad respect. Whereas TikTok, you make a shit video, you just don't get views.
I'm just, there's some people complaining about the sound. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You get hate on TikTok and you get hate in the comments, but they're not real. You
exactly.
Don't see them.
Fuck it. You're in your bed. You're like, I don't give a shit.
Hold on. I need to. Can you swing the fan? No. Keep it on, but swing it behind Loic. No, not that far
away.
Did you
pay him?
I will be paying him soon. If he quits his job at Apple.
Did I ask an awkward question, Adam?
No. That's good.
Oh, he wants you to come on board full time?
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm. So Elwen off of YouTube is a plus one with Loic. Apparently, according to Fabrice, the audio delay bothers me the most, so much that I'm only listening. Oh,
shit.
This is the thing of doing fucking... Am I wanking at the same time? Is he wanking at the same time? Maybe he is. Fabrice, are you fucking, do you know what I mean? I got, TikTok, people of Twitch, tell me what's going on with the audio delay. I need to know now so that I don't make the mistake.
Oh, people said I got used to the audio. Is it like that on YouTube too?
No, I don't know. Let me know. People of YouTube, is there an audio delay? This is thing with doing, see, I was maybe being too ambitious of trying to do this live on multiple platforms.
Gotcha, that's probably what happened.
Well, because the thing is, I thought YouTube's great, but Twitch is a good platform for live.
You said there's no delay on YouTube.
There's no delay on YouTube. It's only on Twitch.
Wait, so usually you've only done it on YouTube?
Up until now, it's only been YouTube.
Okay,
yeah.
So...
This is the first episode that's on both.
So it's just got a little delay on Twitch, but you've got it on Twitch.
Okay,
so.
Mahmoud Moussed says we have the audio before the image. That's fucking weird.
That is weird.
Yeah, that's super weird. YouTube is fine. YouTube is fine. Okay, so YouTube is fine, as it always has been. See, this person here, like Dalila Arabi, where are you watching? Because I don't have like a logo that tells me where you're watching from.
But she has said no.
She has said no.
We know that she has said no.
I guess it's Dalila. I guess
Dalila,
it's,
it sounds...
But Dalila, where are you watching from? What platform are you watching this shit show of a live from? Facebook apparently is good. Val Harvey, thanks very much, Val.
TikTok is good.
Fabrice says around 200 milliseconds. Jesus Christ. Well, in that case, go fuck yourself.
Oh, God. YouTube is perfect. Amazing.
So you do...
I told my family to watch on YouTube, so...
Oh, nice.
Good for them.
Hello, the family of Loic. Loic. Do the people call you... Do they call you Loic?
I hate Loic. I hate it.
Loic, it's Loic.
It's Loic. Even in English, you can say Loic.
But you're all... Hold on. So you're all born in Mexico and you've all got... Superville.
Well...
Superville. Hombre, lo que pasa.
Superville.
Ole, como...
Some people say Superville.
Superville. Hola, me llamo Loic Superville. Superville. Yo hago videos sobre la lengua inglesa, la lengua francesa. Todo bien, todo bien.
But you're talking Spanish from Spain.
Mate.
I can tell.
Well, obviously, because I mean...
Of course. Of course. I imagine you didn't learn the Mexican accent.
I'm able to understand it. Like, when I hear a Mexican accent, I go, oh, that's Mexican. Or
really?
That's Argentinian.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I recognize Argentinian because it's like pollo.
Yeah, instead like, of pollo, it's pollo.
Me chamo
Pablo. Like when I hear Messi speaking, the footballer.
Yes.
I like
you know he's where
so
he's
I
from.
I can distinguish Mexican, Central Spanish, and Argentinian.
I think Argentinian and Mexican are the and Spanish.
Well, yeah, but in Spain, like I don't know if you can distinguish like Madrid from Malaga.
No.
Cause,
could you?
Yeah, like because in the south of Spain, like. Instead of saying like the bus is here, in Madrid Spanish say el bus está aquí. In like Andalusia they'd say el bus está aquí. Like it's just like it's
no s's.
It's instead of está it's
está. Amazing.
So there's like a they eat a lot of
their
stuff in the south of Spain.
Gotcha.
So, just for curiosity, I sent, this guy's fucking loving it on Twitch, and I love this. I sent the observation to make my video around 200 milliseconds late because NVIDIA broadcast adds delay to the audio, but it's not what's happening here, no, because I don't, dude, you, lui, les calés en technique sur mes
cartes. Putain, j'ai rien compris.
Hey, speaking of Mexico, Gabby Morrison has just hit me with 50 Mexican... Is that Mexican dollars? Yeah, salut de Mexique. I don't know what that is on a super chat.
$5.
Is it $5? Yeah, it's still good, though.
It's still great.
That's fucking 50.
But 50 looks amazing.
I have a jingle for super chats. Ready? I have a jingle and... hold on, I'll let you hear it. Because I'll do that. And the jingle... Hey, Gabby, this is for you.
Show me the money! Thanks very much for supporting the channel.
So who made these? Did Adam make these?
No, my mate Rolly did. My mate Rolly. My mate Rolly.
So good. So cool.
As French Cheese is saying, is my mate from Quebec, who is on the show almost every time. But right now he wasn't able. I don't think.
Somebody's saying, where is Rolly?
Yeah, you around. I don't think he is. Because he's in the middle of coming back from his chalet. Not his chalet, but a chalet in Quebec. In faux chalet.
By the way, I didn't tell you, your beer is great.
Do you like it?
It's delicious.
It's pretty good, isn't it? I'm very happy with it.
Yeah.
So how
did this happen?
It happened because I made two other beers, which are up. No one can see them because they're...
La Franglaise?
La Franglaise, which was for my first show, Franglais, the Canal Plus one.
Okay.
So
you would serve it there? Yeah.
That's how it started? No, because France is complicated with like... laws around selling alcohol. So it was just, you were able to buy it online.
Oh, okay.
And when I did my second show, the one that I'm currently doing called Origin, the show isn't called Origin, but the beer was called Origin because it was a gin and tonic flavored beer.
Cool.
Because it was brewed with juniper berries.
Juniper berries.
I was thinking of the English because it's Baie de Genièvre in French.
Okay.
And I figured that instead of buying beers every fucking week for this live, every time I have a guest, I buy beers. I put them in the fridge. I'm like, guys, can we not make another beer so that I get free beers? So the fridge is full of
your beer,
of my beer, which is called Paul Taylor's Hoppy Hour. Soon available for purchase, but not quite yet. So,
but the other ones are available for purchase.
No, the other ones are finished now. We did like a 1,000 liters of both, and that's it. They're done now. So those bottles up there are like the collector. I mean, they're not collector now. Maybe in 50
they'll
years,
they'll be vintage.
They'll be vintage at some point, and they'll taste like shit.
But you won't want it for the drinking, I don't think.
So yeah, that's why I decided to make another beer, and so this is the first episode with the Hoppy Hour beer. How would you describe it?
It's, oh man, I'm so bad at describing beer. It tastes like very good beer.
I agree. I'm shit at doing beer as well.
It's like wine. I feel like people are just talking out of their asses when they're describing wine. It's got this like fruity,
right?
Little
La Paul Taylor Hoppy Hour Live. No, just Hoppy Hour. À la robe jaune dorée, vous séduira par sa douceur et ses agrumes fruités. So you got the fruit right.
Wow.
It's a blonde beer. It's a pale ale. I'll tell you more about it next time when it's actually
6%.
Yeah. I wanted it to be a bit more than
right. I was gonna say that's higher than average, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is beer usually?
Like 5?
Yeah, okay.
I want it to be a bit more hoppy, which is why it's called Hoppy Hour.
I haven't drank in a really long time because of our show. Because, like, I have really bad anxiety.
Right.
And when I do shows, I have, like panic attacks on stage. It's the worst. That's another reason why I can never do what you do. Because I can just rely on the text, you know? But I recently found out because I watched Bo Burnham's special. I don't know if you saw it.
Oh,
Inside.
Yeah, of course I did. Yeah,
fucking amazing. I actually did a parody of Welcome to the Internet, but it's called Welcome to the French Language.
Oh yeah, when you're dressed as a well, not dressed as a king, but you've got like a no, when you're sat on a throne.
Yes, yeah. Okay, it's like a throne-ish kind of thing. But he talks about like the fact that he had panic attacks on stage, and for some reason that like really calmed me down. But I was like, I am not touching beer until I do the show because I know that it's gonna freak me out. Like, I just know that it's going to put me in the worst mindset. But
Tyler Haas, who's a regular on the show, is it an IPA? It's a pale ale. I don't know if that means an IPA or not. I mean, IPA is an India pale ale. This is just a pale ale, apparently.
How do you know he's a regular? Do you just remember his name?
Yeah, because so this.
Wow, what a guy.
Well, this is. Well, also, this is what happens. And it's
he's your best friend from high school, huh?
Yeah, right, exactly. But. You know,
he's your childhood
friend. My childhood friend. I pay him to be on the line. I pay him to make up the numbers because otherwise. No, because, and I'll talk about this now because it's we've been going for an hour and 20 or an hour and 17.
Holy shit.
The whole point of these, not the whole point, but the whole concept of these live shows, ladies and gentlemen, is that there's two parts. Part one is free on YouTube and apparently now Twitch and Facebook and TikTok, although we can debate whether that was a good idea or not. Anyway, it's free on social media. The second part of the show, which is like another hour, is only available, exclusively available to the people who follow me on patreon.com/Paul Taylor. It's a Patreon is a website that allows you as a creator, as an artist, to earn some money by giving exclusive shit, and the exclusive shit is an extra hour of happy hour. And the way it works is that there's three different tiers. You can either buy me half a pint a month, 1 pint a month, or 3 pints a month. It's basically, you buy me beer, virtual beers, and for that you get different things, but in any case, for all three of those tiers, you get access to part two, not only of the live with Loic today, but with all the other lives that I've done previously with all my other guests. So part two will start very shortly on Patreon.
It's gonna be some spicy stuff, right?
It's gonna be some, mate, here's the thing, right now there's 650.
Like, this was just very surfacey kind of talk, and then we're gonna get into the nitty-gritty.
We're gonna get into the nitty-gritty. Because this is the thing, We're at like 652 people watching right now. On Patreon, we normally get to about 60 people. So it's like 10 times less the people and 10 times more the intimacy and the drunkenness. Well, we've already had a beer and a half. We're a little bit more
drunk.
And
I haven't drunk in a while. Drank in a while.
There's a guitar back here. Loic does some singing. We might do some guitars and singing. Wow. Adam might join the show. What I'm saying is part two
I'm getting really excited about part two, Paul, I got to tell you.
Mate, part two is always better than part one. The people will let you know because it's unbelievable. Anyway, patreon.com/Paul Taylor. And yeah, part two is where that is happening. Before we go, Loic.
Yes.
What is going on? Tell us where the best place to find you is. What's coming up? Do your promotion. What's the situation?
Wow. Good question. I had like a pretty theater oriented summer. So we were working on a show. I was quite busy with that. So I actually haven't come out with content in a while. And now that the show is not over with, but now that we've done it, it's going to be coming back full swing. So be on the lookout for that. It's all my content is on all platforms. Whatever you prefer, whether it's YouTube, TikTok, or Instagram. I'll probably be doing a couple of lives on Instagram nice. This month. So come join me for that. And
what are you going to do in your lives?
I'm just going to hang out.
Just going to hang out. It's a great idea. This is what we're doing.
I cook on some of my lives, actually.
You cook on some of your lives? I like it.
Yeah, because you know HelloFresh?
HelloFresh. I've had like 15 million adverts for HelloFresh. One of the best
things ever.
On YouTube, I'd say like for the past 3 months, HelloFresh have been the only advert I ever see on any of the videos. I click,
wow.
Here are my favorite YouTubers. Click on the video. HelloFresh, la box machin de truc.
It's amazing. Amazing.
So they send you portion-sized.
Exactly. They send you like.
This is not sponsored by HelloFresh.
It's really not. But they send you like 4 recipes for the week. And they send you exactly the ingredients that you need. And you feel like a fucking chef. Really, I've always been so bad about cooking, and ever since I've had HelloFresh, I feel like it's amazing. Not sponsored.
When I listen to podcasts in the US, they're sponsored by the same sort of thing. Oh fuck, I can't remember what it is.
Squarespace.
No,
Squarespace.
Yeah, it's Squarespace, but there's a similar service in the US.
Oh, Blue Apron?
Blue Apron. Yes. That's it. Blue Apron. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Anyway. Right, ladies and gentlemen, this live has been going on for an hour and 22 minutes. This is part one. Part two is available to those that subscribe on patreon.com/Paul Taylor. I'll put it up on the screen.
Yes, HelloFresh is international.
Worst case, you only like Loic and it's €3 to see the rest of the show. Best case, my other 27 guests of the previous season, you like some of their shows and you get your value for your money. This live is only going to be replayed on YouTube. So the other Twitch, Facebook, TikTok, you can't. If you want to watch it again, YouTube is where it's at. And that's it. Thanks for being here. You guys are fucking great. Thanks for being my first guest of season 4 and dealing with all the technical issues, Loic. I
loved it. It was very entertaining.
Right. Why don't you do the outro speech and I will play the jingle. Like do like a fucking ending, like oh blah blah blah, and I'll do the jingle and then we'll tell everyone bye.
Do I wait for the jingle to start?
No, you do the speech and okay. and the jingle is the last thing okay. before we stop going live.
Thank you so much for joining us for part one. Here goes part two.
Thanks for watching Paul Taylor's Happy Hour Live. See you dickhead soon for another episode.